Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values.
Oh, have we got a special for you? I'm just a warning. We should have those disclaimers, you know, on your side, you know, that this information may be harmful to your state of mind. It may be like pulling your brain through a small hole on a board or something like that. And you're like, oh, what just happened?
That's quite a visual.
To me, this could be painful. It could be encouraging. but we're in a world with some weird stuff going on. And so you need some people that have done their 10,000 hours in private of digging into what's behind the thing and what's the thing behind that thing and who's pulling the strings behind that. They're telling me this while they're doing this over here. So I need to know somebody that's an expert in all of the magician's tricks. And we got a very special treat from you today. Not one, but two experts on business, finance, global politics. First one, he wrote a book as an answer to Klaus Schwab's The Great Reset. It's called The Great Awakening. He talks about these topics every single day on his own podcast. Also, partial owner in over 160 different companies and basically makes money by producing results. Mm-hmm. If you want results in your life, and it's okay, you need to know what's going on, then how do I judo move, counteract what the crazies are doing? And it's full of God's word. Another guy wrote a book called Thriving in the Economic Tsunami, not just like surviving it, but thriving in it. He has two PhDs, one in theology and one in economics. How do the global finance, how the central banks work? How is inflation calculated in the cart? How do they change the items in the cart to make it look like the money's different? How do they always play all these financial games to trick you and do funny math to manipulate things in your favor? So we got both of these guys. We got Mr. Clay Clark and Dr. Kirk Elliott.
Yay!
Holy cow. Oh. Hello. Holy cow.
Welcome.
It's great to be here.
Guys, I had this idea just over the weekend. I'm looking at all these things happen, and I got to hear what Clay says about this, and I'm seeing other things. I got to hear what Kirk's saying about this, and I talk to you guys both, if not every day, every week, and I'm always sending you texts and back and forth and a headline, and Clay will respond with a video, and Kirk will send a zero hedge. Have you read this? You guys are on this every single day. You wake up, you both start your day about 4 o'clock in the morning. You're both wired very similar in that space. And I don't know there's ever been a week in the 3 years we've been doing this show that was so content rich of what the crazies are throwing out there. And we say all the time on this show, you can't change if there's a blizzard outside, but there's no reason to freeze to death. So you got to look at the truth, what's happening. And then what's my move? How do I not just get through it? You know, if it's blizzard, well, I better wear a coat. You know, there is no bad weather. There's bad wardrobe choices. And so what can I do to protect my own family, my children, and my grandchildren? I think everybody watching kind of has the same thing. So I'm excited to jump through the things that are going on people know about. And then, Clay, I know you got some crazy things that are going on that most people probably don't know about.
Well, okay, I guess what I'll try to do today is I want to tap into Kirk's wisdom. So I'm just going to tee up the problem and maybe Kirk can tell us what it means because he's one of the few people that I know who knows that all fits together as well. So first thing, we're going to play a clip here. And this clip is from this is retired Colonel Douglas McGregor, who, by the way, is not on the payroll for Dr. Kirk Elliott. Okay, so this is hopefully an objective person describing that which Kirk Elliott also described. So I'm hoping to provide some validation for the things he's been saying for the past 3 years. Let me hit play here. Here we go.
Attention, Americans. Your money, your privacy, your future, all could be at risk with central bank digital currencies, or CBDC.
We've got some bad news. SWIFT, the payment messaging system, which is utilized by the majority of the global banks, have announced they are setting up a CBDC platform. It's coming out in 12 to 24 months.
Kirk, you've been sounding the alarm as loudly as anybody out there. Could you explain what that means to the listeners there, sir?
Yeah, so the SWIFT thing is big, Clay and David and Stacey. So, you know, BRICS has their own kind of version of SWIFT called CIPS. And back when you had the Russia-Ukraine conflict, Putin basically was ousted from SWIFT by Biden. And Biden thought, this is the nuclear option. I'm gonna destroy Russia and financially. So what did he do? He said, Putin, you're out. So Putin goes to China, talks to Xi, and said, hey, we got out of this. And so now you've got this what happened is the BRICS nations and SWIFT. So, but SWIFT is the messaging board. Like if I were to send Clay $5,000, what would SWIFT do? It'd say, and I'm at JP Morgan Chase and he's at Bank of America. It would say, hey, but JP Morgan Chase, send this guy, Clay Clark, $5,000. It's going to go to Bank of America. And what would Bank of America get? They would get a message that said, hey, this guy, Kirk Elliott from Chase is going to send, you know, you $5,000 to Bank of America. It's the messaging board. No bank transactions get done if it's a wire without it. So what did SWIFT do? They are now on the CBDC bandwagon and saying, we are going to interconnect all basically central bank digital currencies, all their fiat money to every single financial institution and other ones. See, this is a big jumbled up mess that they're now in phase two of beta testing, and they will complete this within the next 12 to 24 months. So that means all of the West, the United States, Europe, basically everybody outside of BRICS and even some countries in BRICS, you are not going to be able to escape that central bank digital currency as we know it because they're participating. And also, you know, you look at Bank for International Settlements, they're working on a similar thing to connect banks called M-Bridge. If you go to Bank for International Settlements and type in the letter M, bridge, same thing, interconnectivity, communication between banks to merge their fiat-based currencies into a digital one, which Clay, David, Stacy, this is not going to fix a broken system. That's not the goal. The goal is complete people control, ideologically tested based spending patterns, where if you don't measure up, if you're not, you know, toeing the line with what the globalists want, they will force you from your money and not allow money transfers to happen.
Let me ask you a question on that, Kirk. So at the beginning of the Ukraine, which you want to call it a conflict, whatever you want to say about it, the US's way to control Russia was to kick them off of that system. Is that right? And so what's been their reaction and how have they bobbed and weaved over these last, what is it, you know, year or whatever?
Well, they basically snubbed their nose at Biden and said, all right, you're going to kick us out. We'll just go to China. See, the BRICS were a thing prior to that happening, right? They've been around for a while. But what happened is when Russia and China really coalesced and aligned completely economically, and you've got all these other nations now, BRICS plus, 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 including United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Argentina. You know, what did they do? They have this super trading bloc, this massive global trading bloc that has economic power, military power, political power. And so what Biden did by trying to use the nuclear option, he just made it worse for the West because they have a lot of people. It's not like some dinky small country is doing another bilateral trade agreement with another dinky small country. This is like literally 70% of the population of the world now kicking the US dollar out of the sandbox.
So it probably hurt, if you say it hurt the United States and our economic relationships globally more than it hurt Putin and Russia.
I would want Clay's opinion on that too, but yes, I think it was the death knell for the US dollar.
Clay, what do you say? My reaction to that would be a couple things. One, biblically, if you open your Bible to Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14, I put it up on the screen here. It says, and the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up. By the way, folks, the Euphrates River is drying up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. That would be China and Russia. So next, as it says here, and I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, China, and out of the mouth of the beast. Most people in the AI / CERN space refer to CERN and AI as the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. The false prophet, many describe Yuval Noah Harari as the false prophet. This is a guy praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, Harvard. His name in Hebrew is Yuval Noah Harari, which means father of music, as in the days of Noah shall ascend to the mountaintop. And it says here, for they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to that to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. So just to be very clear, the Bible said that when the Euphrates River dried up, China and Russia would team up and the false prophet would show up. That that is happening. So what's happening right now is you see for the last 17 years, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, they've been hoarding the Earth's gold.
Yeah.
And Biden seizing Russia's assets was like a catalyst movement to galvanize and to add momentum to it. So I would say that now you're seeing Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, they're all teaming up in a way like never before. But on January 1st, Dubai, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, they all teamed up. And now I'm going to show this to you. This is mind-boggling to me, watching these events all happen, because it's like watching the Bible unfold real time here. So now what's happening is that just yesterday, Israel launched a strike against Damascus. And the Bible tells us that Damascus will be destroyed before the return of Christ. And now you're seeing that Russia officially declares the attack on the Iranian embassy as a terrorist act. You're seeing Iran is saying that they are going to be coming after Israel now. They will retaliate. You're beginning to see, the United Nations just declared that the actions Israel is taking in Gaza as genocide. Saudi Arabia has just announced they are teaming up with Russia, China, Iran. They're all teaming up together. So there's a convergence of all these things. And if you know the Bible, then you're going to know, wow, this is taking us to Revelation 6:6, which takes us to hyperinflation. Wow, this is taking us to Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14. But if you don't know the Bible, these dissimilar events don't make any sense. So now you see Harrison Smith from InfoWars. He just recorded this yesterday. Watch this, folks. Here we go.
Something weird about this solar eclipse. It's being treated differently than I remember any solar eclipse ever being treated in my lifetime. NASA apparently will fire 3 rockets at the solar eclipse. Okay. The Devil Comet will become visible during the solar eclipse in April. CERN to test the world's most powerful particle accelerator during April's solar eclipse to search for invisible matter that secretly powers our universe. All of these things have led people like redheaded libertarian to say, it almost sounds like the world leaders are trying to summon the Antichrist. Yeah, almost. I mean, they are also definitely doing that. They actually built a giant altar to sacrifice a red heifer in Israel, specifically to summon the Antichrist.
Okay, so just to be very clear right now, a recap of all these events that are taking place on April 8th here, okay? There's a solar eclipse happening. It makes an X over the United States. Joe Biden declared in the last 24 hours that America now has a gender X. Elon Musk has created an everything app where we're going to make phone calls and emails and texts and communications via an app called X. Madonna, whenever she does her satanic performances, she wears an X eye patch. The first openly satanic rapper, Lil Nas X, is okay. The Satan.shoes. NASA, which in Hebrew, NASA means great deception. NASA in Hebrew means great deception. So the great deception is launching a project, a mission that they actually call the Serpent Deity. NASA has called a mission to shoot these rockets into the eclipse as the Serpent Deity. Meanwhile, CERN, which is located on top of the former Temple of Apollo, so if you open your Bible to Revelation 9:11 or Revelation 2:13, the Bible says that Satan dwells where the former Temple of Apollo was and where Antipas was martyred, and that is Geneva, Switzerland. So Geneva, Switzerland is the home of CERN, which has a 666 logo. CERN is powered by the Google quantum computer, which has a 666 logo. Their stated goal is to recreate the Big Bang and to isolate the God particle and to open up portals into other dimensions. CERN is turning on their Hadron colliders, which Stephen Hawking says could cause black holes and the end of humanity. That's happening. And then as you look at the eclipse on the 8th, if you look at the eclipse, we're supposed to see this thing called the corona, or scientists often call it the eye of Satan, the corona. And the word corona numerically is 666. So you're seeing all these things happening. Meanwhile, we're going to have cicadas that are supposed to be showing up, these bugs, these insects that will show up here after April 8th, billions of them that could obliterate our farming communities. So these are all things that are happening at one time. And so, again, if you are aware of the Bible, as Dr. Kirk Elliott is, what you find is that these events are all converging at once, and you're seeing the prophetic aspects of the Bible coming to pass. And so I would say this, and then I'll pitch to Dr. Kirk Elliott here, is one, these countries are hoarding the Earth's gold. So if you have been holding back, if you've not scheduled a consultation, if you haven't looked at purchasing precious metals because you're not sure if it makes sense, don't do it just because gold just hit an all-time high a few hours ago, but do it because Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, they are introducing a gold-backed programmable central bank digital currency. They're not kidding around. They've been hoarding the Earth's gold. That's what they're doing. These banks, these reserve banks, they have been hoarding the Earth's gold in preparation for this. So it's going to happen. Second thing I would say is make sure you're right with Jesus. And you say, what does that mean? I recommend you read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And a lot of people haven't read that. We'll talk about that more on today's show. But again, why I like what Dr. Elliott shares, and I think why you should listen to him as a voice of wisdom, is that he understands the biblical aspects of what's going on. But if I just, even if you just listen to what I said and you know the Bible, it can still be overwhelming. But I'm just explaining to you that the things that the Bible said would happen are happening. And if you do believe in the Bible, and I think you should, Revelation chapter 6, verse 6 prophesies there will be hyperinflation. There will be hyperinflation. So again, I would recommend my action step is A, schedule a consultation with a precious metals company that you can trust. And then B, read the Bible, and specifically read Mark chapter 13, Matthew chapter 24, and Luke chapter 21. That's Mark chapter 13, Matthew chapter 24, and Luke chapter 21. A lot of information there, Dr. Elliott, but again, I think you're one of the few people I know that understands the convergence of all these things.
Massive convergence and massive acceleration, Clay. I mean, we look back so many things from legislative actions to executive orders to patents moving us in this direction, right? Executive Order 14067, when Biden said, we're going to have central bank digital currency in America, followed by Dr. Pippa Malmgren at the World Economic Forum in Abu Dhabi in 2020, saying this central bank digital currency, it's going to be programmable money, the ability to cut you off from buying or selling if your ideology doesn't match up with ours. And how are we going to test that? Digital social profile, social credit scores, ESGs. It's like, that certainly sounds like Revelation 13, 17, where no man, woman, or child will be able to buy unless they have the mark, right? It's like, ooh, you can't buy. They can cut you off from your bank account if you're buying gas for your gas-guzzling truck, if you're buying meat instead of eating bugs, if you're tithing to a church that they think is having full of hate speech, if you're giving to a political party they don't like, right? So it gets worse, though. I mean, literally, it just on March 28th, what did Amazon do? Amazon released their palm scanning transaction device, right? So they want to control payment processing. So whenever you go to a gas station, grocery store, whatever, and you swipe your credit card, they want palm reader, biometric identification of you matched to your bank account, right? Well, this coincides with the United Nations Pact for the Future, which they're having a big symposium in Tianjin, China in September of this year. And what are they going to do? They're going to unveil everything. Well, what is their goal? What is the United Nations goal? They said, we are going to control money. And we have unlimited control based on certain criteria. If there's an economic crisis, if there's a black swan event, if there's a global health emergency, if there's an event in outer space, Clay, some of the stuff you were talking about. So they have unlimited control. And our president gave up our sovereignty as a nation to the World Health Organization, where some guy who's not elected gets to tell 192 different presidents of other countries. It's like, hey, you can travel, you can't travel. You have to get vaxxed, you have to wear masks. You can't open a bank account based on a global health emergency, right? Then you go back even one step further. There was at the U.S. Patent Office, and people can look it up, Visa filed for a patent about 2 years ago to actually take paper money and create a digital version of it. As soon as one paper dollar goes out of circulation, it's basically going to be reapplied to a digital credit. They are building up for complete control and domination. And why would they do that? And how would they do this? Why in anybody's right mind would they say, we want to get rid of all of our privacy and freedom? Because if you're on the left, you're going to say, I don't want Trump telling me what I can buy or sell. And if you're on the right, you're going to say, I don't want Biden telling me what we can buy or sell. There's nobody on any side of the political spectrum that would think this is a good idea. But you know what? Given the right conditions, the right crisis, the right emergency where people can't feed their kids, pay their rent, pay their mortgage. You've got banks failing, which I believe is coming next, just like Silicon Valley Bank, except on steroids. That comes next because banks are undercapitalized because of Basel III Accord. You name the crisis. If people run out of money, they will willingly give up their freedoms. You don't even have to put a gun to their head and say, vote for me or else. They will give it up in exchange for perceived peace. Because, Clay, as you study the scriptures throughout your life and you think, how did this Antichrist guy ever come to power? He's awful.
Yeah.
Well, when you look at the stuff that's happening now and how easily people gave up their freedoms during COVID, how easily will they give up their right to buy or sell because of a financial crisis? It's not that hard to look and see how in the world somebody so evil, something so bad could get in the hearts and minds of people, and they don't care.
Wow, that is a really great point. You even see what happened, you know, with 9/11 and people giving up their rights with, you know, by saying, okay, you can surveil me. It doesn't really matter.
Cheered it.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, do that, you know, because of fear of the unknown.
Patriot Act with Toby Keith playing in the background. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like celebrated. Come on, you know, here's all my privacy. Oh. Let's get the terrorists, you know, because you're scared you'll give them everything, you know?
You know, someone's going to be mad at me. That's okay, though. But when the 9/11 happened, I'm going to pull it up on my screen here. So let's look this up real quick here. Okay. So 9/11 happened, deaths from 9/11. Okay. When there was 2,996 people, they say, that died. And I remember I was going to Oklahoma State University at the time.
Go Cowboys.
Trying to find the right time to drop out because I was building my DJ company and it was growing. And I remember thinking, as the towers fell, and then in the following weeks, people were saying people I knew were enlisting in the military and joining the army and getting ready to go. Mm-hmm. I kept thinking, how many people die per day in car accidents? That was my thought. So deaths per day, this is how I think. And I'm going, okay, well, we have about 100 and okay. So 118 people die each day from car accidents. And you go, well, how many people die a year in the United States? I was adding it up. I was kind of doing the math and I'm going, you know, we have about 43,000 people that die a year in car accidents. And I don't see us wanting to ban cars. And so I remember in my class, everyone was like, well, you know, cause that was the debate. What would you do? And I was 20 years old. And I remember thinking, if I was president, I'd not go over there. I would just have our military protect our own borders and I would not go over there. It doesn't make any sense to me. And then 10 years into it, people were asking, well, what would you do if you were president? I still wouldn't go over there. 20 years later, what would you do? Still wouldn't go over there. So again, they create a crisis to create a reason or justification for the result. Now, Prince wrote a song called Purple Rain. And the song Purple Rain is about the end of the world. And people said, why was it purple rain? Well, when CERN fires up, it creates purple rain.
Oh, wow.
And so when CERN turns on, it creates purple rain.
I did not see that coming. I did not see that. I did not see the artist formerly known as Prince being injected into this conversation. That was a leap.
So Prince famously, I think I have the clip here. Prince famously warned people to not let the machine get inside your body. This was a thing Prince was warning people about because Prince knew about this stuff. And so Prince was telling people, don't put the technology in your body. Let me hit play. I think this is the right clip here. If it's not, it'll be a little bit awkward, but here we go. Okay.
On the computer, but
back it up. Here we go.
It's cool to get on the computer, but don't let the computer get on you. It's cool to use the computer. Don't let the computer use you. You all saw the Matrix.
Now, Prince knew about these things, but I just want you to know the song Purple Rain is about the end of the world. And when the CERN Hadron Collider turns on, it creates purple rain. And so what's going to happen, and I'm not prophetic, I'm just telling you what's going to happen. It's not because I have a prophetic gifting. I'm just telling you because they're saying it out loud. So here we go. I'm hitting play.
You need a catastrophe in order to focus people's minds, in order to change. Only a catastrophe can shake humankind and open the path to a real system of global governance.
And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen to what's about to happen on April 8th of 2024. First of all, CERN is going to be starting up their Hadron Collider to collide two atoms to produce what they're looking for called the God particle.
Oh, really?
Not only that, NASA is launching rockets into the eclipse, and they call the mission after an Egyptian serpent deity.
Come on! Nothing to see here! Please disperse! Nothing to see here!
The cicadas are coming by the billions, first time since we've seen them since 1803, covering a large swath of the United States of America.
Some kind of joke? You guys put me on?
Red heifers are about to be sacrificed in Israel for the first time in thousands of years, setting the pages of prophecy on fire. There's a massive solar eclipse coming across the United States.
We've been thrown off course just a tad.
What's a tad?
Yes.
Exactly. What's a tad? What exactly
is a tad? In space terms, that's about 500,000 miles.
Oh, that's
interesting. The bombs you feel are asteroids smashing into the hull of this ship. Also, we're flying without a navigational system and can't seem to change course.
Forming an open market spot in southern Illinois, that's got to be prophetic. Not only that, we've got wars and rumors of wars and more that we're going to talk about in this broadcast.
Very bad feeling about that.
Meanwhile, Yuval Noah Harari is calling for rebuilding the temple, and the red heifers are in Israel, and Hamas has said the reason why they attacked Israel when they did is because the red heifers are now in Israel. Listen to this.
So you have these dreams about a world without hierarchy, without injustice, without poverty, and which means, in effect, a world with completely different laws than the laws we recognize, that we are familiar with. And the idea is that there would be this magical moment, the revolution of the crusade, or we'll rebuild the temple, or we'll create a new perfect utopian society.
He wants to change the times and the laws, rewrite the Bible using AI. He refers to humans as hackable animals. He wants to change the times and the laws. Meanwhile, NASA, which stands for Great Deception, is shooting three rockets, and the name of the mission is called Serpent Deity at the Eclipse. Meanwhile, Joe Biden just rolled out Disease X, where we're going to have a X-shaped eclipse of the United States of America. Then at the same time, CERN is firing up the Hadron Colliders, which the famous atheist scientist Stephen Hawking said could cause black holes to emerge and the ending of humanity. And CERN, the byproduct of CERN turning on, creates purple rain. Meanwhile, Prince wrote a song about called Purple Rain, prophesying the end of the world and how it all happens. And all I'm saying is that all of these events are converging at one time, and these people are trying to create a catastrophe to usher in a new form of currency, a new form of control, a one world government. And if it wasn't for people like Kirk Elliott, most people would not know these things. So again, I go back to, you know, what do I do with this information? Well, the call to action number one is, you know, probably listen to Purple Rain while you look up CERN photos. That's probably something fun to do. Okay. But no, seriously, one is if you haven't got out of fiat currency, you probably should before the collapse of the dollar. That is just a key action step. Very important for people to take that action step. Second thing, again, if you haven't read the Bible, so many people go to a big church where we bring a small Bible into a big church and there's a lot of fog, so we can't read the words on the page. Read Mark chapter 13, Matthew chapter 24, and Luke chapter 21. And if you're looking for hope, read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And if you want to learn about hyperinflation, open your Bible to Revelation chapter 6, verse 6. If you want to learn about the mark of the beast, go to Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18. And if you want to know about China and Russia teaming up as the Euphrates River dries up and the false prophet shows up, that's Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14. But again, Kirk Elliott is one of the few people that I know who understands how these things all come together. So Kirk, we'd love to get your reaction to this insanity all taking place at one time.
You know, God is so good because he warned us about this stuff a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Thousands of years ago, he told us what was going to be happening today. Right. So this is really cool. And so it's like, Kirk, you've got all this economic stuff. And God's prophets are speaking and they're validating. It's like, no, God already spoke that this was going to happen. This is happening. Right. So there's some things that you can't fix immediately, right? It takes a loud collective voice to change politicians' minds. They have to hear you and blah, blah, blah. And sometimes they might not. But it just takes one still little small voice inside your head to say, okay, I'm hearing all the stuff that Clay, David, and Stacy and Kirk are talking about. I want to act. I want to do something. I've got to take action, right? And throughout history, even though God is God and he's amazing and he can do anything, it's really, really hard to steer a parked car, right? You've got to be a person of action, just like Queen Esther had to do something. She had to go before the king, put her life on the line to save a nation. Jesus had to do something to save us for all of eternity. He had to go through suffering and die on the cross, just like what we learned about, not learned about, but experienced on Easter, right? We get to celebrate not his death, but the resurrection life that comes after that, right? Mm-hmm. It's like with that comes power and discernment and wisdom and creativity that we need in this lost and dying world. See, if Jesus weren't there to give us hope, after listening to what Clay just said, I'd want to put my head in the sand and forget it all, right? But I don't know how people who don't have Jesus actually get through these times that we're living in, because they are really bad and they are full of fear. And David and Stacy, you know, because we talk often, the people that call my office are gripped, paralyzed with fear, and they don't know what to do. And it's like they're scared. And fear does one of two things. It causes you to not act, or it causes you to make the wrong decision. So never operate out of a state of fear. That's a spirit that we need to kick back into the pit where it belongs. Operate with a spirit of sound mind and wisdom and courage and boldness and creativity and faith and love. Even the sounds of those words are more refreshing. You know, it's just saying those words brings peace in the midst of the storm. We're saying those other words of fear and control and uncertainty and turbulence. They make you feel weird, right? So let's operate with a spirit of peace. And how do you do that? You have to act. You just have to act, and God will put you in the right place. He'll give you wisdom to make the right decisions. And that's how I see the world that we're living in right now.
That's huge. You know, Jesus sometimes would calm a storm, and sometimes he was just calm within a storm. And, you know, so we see a storm around us right now. You know, we can model what Jesus did and be like, okay, I'm going to be calm within the storm. I'm going to keep my peace, you know, in the storm. And something that you've highlighted before, Dr. Kirk, that I thought was really powerful is, you know, obviously this is looking like the mark of the beast. You know, what's getting ready to come with CBDCs. I mean, from everything that we are hearing about, it looks like that could possibly be the thing. But one thing you've highlighted is, yes, this could be the mark of the beast, but that's not your only option. When you read scripture, it says there are other options. You know, this might be the easiest. This might be the most convenient, but it's not the only.
It's not the only. God is a God of choice. He's a God of freedom, right? I don't think he would put anything in the Bible if we couldn't do anything about it, right? Because he didn't create robots. You know, we have the ability to accept Jesus or reject him. We have the ability to sin or not to sin. You have the ability to take the mark or not take the mark, right? So here's, that's why he tells us, and he tells us, don't take it. But it's going to be really difficult for people to not take it. They're going to make it difficult. For example, you know, let's just, if every bank, you know, in the SWIFT system is going to be operating under this new paradigm, and you are a government employee, you have a government pension, you're getting Social Security, and saying, okay, we'll give you your monthly credits, but you have to take this central bank digital currency. You have to be now part of this program. It's like, well, I don't want that. Mm-hmm. You know, every evangelical, every Catholic on the planet is going to say, that's the mark of the beast, I don't want it. And every libertarian is going to say, this is absolute spyware on my bank account, I'm not playing either. So what do you do? Well, you could use silver as barter. You could talk to your state legislators, like in Texas, that are voting in May for a state chartered bank backed by gold. Florida wants to do the same thing. Oklahoma is wanting to do the same thing. You've already got numerous states that have passed legislation that make gold legal tender. Just a couple days ago, Utah's state legislature said all of the state's assets, we're going to have 10% backed by gold. It's like, what? This is amazing, right? So states' rights are coming to the forefront, giving people an option. But outside of states' rights, we have individual rights as people. And it all starts with making a decision Allocate it to something that's tangible, that's real, that you can take delivery of. Because here's what comes next. And people don't understand. Bank failure 2.0 is going to be way worse. After 2009, when Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns went under, they changed the way that accounts are owned at banks. Unified. So basically, you become a beneficial owner, not the owner. And people don't realize, of course, they needed that for bail-ins. So now all of a sudden it makes sense when Janet Yellen says, oh, too big to fail. The government's not going to bail these things out. We're going to let the people bail out their own institutions. Well, what if I don't want to? It's like you have no choice. You don't own your checking and savings accounts anymore. They do, because they need your assets, your checking and savings accounts, as collateral to pay off their derivatives debt. If I had a huge debt to pay off, I couldn't go into Clay's garage and say, hey, Clay, I'm using your car as collateral against this debt that I have. You'd say, what? No, you're not. It's my car. It's like, but this is how banks can do what they're doing, because they actually own your assets, which means you are going to bail out your own bank. And as a beneficiary of what you thought was your funds, they can give it to you or they don't have to. If they run out, you're toast. So I would get out of the banking system as much as possible. You can't get out completely. We still live in a cash world. You still have debts to pay. You still have expenses. You still have to live. But boy, I would minimize the allocation that you have in some of these toxic assets and allocate into strength for your own peace of mind and safety.
That's huge.
Clay, let me ask you a question. We spent some time this weekend with three different, I'll just classify them as like people in the loop in military intelligence. And I had conversations with them all three separately. And I have the same kind of questions. I like to ask the same question to lots of people. I like to ask the same person the same question multiple times and kind of, you know, get another angle on it. And one of the questions is, well, do you think there'll be a 2024 election? And they're kind of like, I don't know, 50-50. I think there's a big push for this not happen. And they bring up this idea. There's like 40 nations that are going through elections right now. And the people organically are demanding a certain type of leader. Some nations have gotten it. El Salvador, you know, different ones have kind of like flipped the script a little bit. And they're pushing back on this globalist agenda. And they all three separately made this similar comment. They said, you know, I'm terrified what the world would look like if Trump is not put back in power and has the ability to push back on some of these programs. And they're they'd also say, I'm actually even just as scared if Trump wins and the pushback that the other side's going to give.
That Kamala Harris actually does what Pence should have done.
Like either way, this is a year that people that have spent 100 years putting things in place to gain control, not of the United States, to gain control of the globe. And the United States is this little hair in the soup. You know, our irritating constitution and our amendments.
And our God.
And our God, for sure. And sort of that American, you know, pushback spirit that still exists that they've not completely squashed with the school system and media and, you know, the water and everything else that kind of like dumbs people down. So all three of them had the same kind of idea of like, hey, there is every asset is going to be expended to stop what's happening. And we've already seen it. We've never seen the DOJ. We've never seen all the weaponization against one candidate. I mean, it's very clear what they're trying to do. So it doesn't take a brilliant mind to see there's going to be a massive amount of conflict this year, but it's not just the US, it's 40 other nations or some number close to that, pushing back on what could resist their agenda. And they all said something similar as well. They have overplayed their hand and they've accelerated this thing too much. You know, the pushback that Biden got from changing Easter to Transgender Visibility Day. And we know that we have godless people with their hands on the levers of control in America. So all of these moves to me look like what we can do to push back. It's not participating in their system, refusing to participate and pushing back. Also protecting ourselves the same way if you're on a bus and the driver's drunk. You know, it's like, what can we do to protect ourselves from his actions?
Well, I would just say this. This is my Purple Rain Mega Mix here. Let's see if I can pull this off. Here we go. Purple Rain Mega Mix. Okay, 1 second here, folks. Oh, yeah, here we go. Getting it. Okay, gotta get the right mix here, Dave.
That our deposits in the bank are at risk of what you say is a bail-in, which has been sanctioned by the Dodd-Frank Act of 2010.
Well, you know, for one thing, people have the assumption that when they make a deposit, that's their money, but it's not. When you make a deposit, legally, you are loaning your money to the bank. And in 1995, they enacted Regulation D.
So, again, backing what Kirk just said, I mean, they're planning on creating a catastrophe. You've got LeBron here, no longer hiding it. I mean, this is pregame LeBron flashing the sixes. He's now summoning the demon like they do at the World Economic Forum. I mean, they're not hiding this anymore. Look at him. He's stirring the spirits. I mean, so these people, and these people, the reason why they don't care about ushering in a complete control system is because they are completely controlled. This is Lucian Grange. This is the guy at the head of the sex trafficking ring that P. Diddy's involved in. This is the head of it, Lucian Grange. And Lucian Grange is close with Taylor Swift and close with Justin Bieber. So these people don't care. Now, again, this is I expect nobody watching to agree with me, but I'll go back to this because I really do believe this. I am very eternally optimistic, but I am perpetually pessimistic about the things of the earth. I've always been that way. It will never change. And so, you know, I remember before I met any of you guys, the lockdowns, quarantines, curfews, before any of that, I told Aaron Antis and my wife and a handful of people that can vouch for the story, but I said, they're going to do a lockdown. They're going to do it. They're going to do a lockdown, quarantines, curfews. They're going to do it. And every person I knew, Aaron, my wife, Craig Hagan, all these wonderful pastors, like, they would never do it. I go, oh, no, they're going to do it. And when they do it, I'm going to sue the mayor of Tulsa and turn my building into a church. I've already decided in my mind that's what I'm going to do. And I'm not going to stop leading people to Christ because I believe ultimately eternity is our salvation. I have an eternal optimism, leading people to an eternal relationship with Christ. So my optimism comes from an eternal perspective. However, on a day-to-day basis, even though I believe in eternity, I got to feed my family. So you have to plan for the best. You know, you plan for the worst and plan for the best. You hope for the best, plan for the worst. You got to plan and act. But I think everybody out there, we can't have a mindset that there's going to be a political solution. So, Dave, back to your root question there. I think everybody out there, you have to understand that on the CERN website right now, I'm going to pull this up. This is on the CERN website. Okay. This is the CERN website. These are the findings on the CERN website. It says here, we're looking here at an imminent visit of a race of carnivorous dinosaur men, the superhuman clone hive legions of some evil genetic queen empress, infinite polypantheons of dark mega deities imprisoned for eons and hungering to feast upon human souls, a parallel victorious Nazi global Reich or something of that type. Just 2 days ago, Maria Z interviewed somebody who lives in Geneva, Switzerland, and she was asking this person who's close to the scientists that work at CERN, and she asked them, what are they finding at CERN? And the person on the Maria Z show said, oh, they're summoning demons from other portals. They're bringing in other beings. They can do this. They're already doing this. That's their plan. So again, Team Satan, their plan is to bring Satan, to summon Satan from the bottomless pit and to usher in the reign of the Antichrist and to create a dystopian digital dictatorship where they have the mark of the beast. They want to sacrifice the red heifer, usher in the creation of the third temple. The Antichrist will show up, sit on the throne, and declare that he is God. That's what they plan to do. Now, as far as the timing, I don't know the timing, but I go back to these three calls to action. They're very important. If you have money and you want to protect its value, you should schedule a consultation with somebody such as Kirk Elliott that you can trust. You should do that today. Second call to action here is, you know, we're going to do the Reawaken America tour in June. People say, well, this is going to happen on April 8th. Why are you doing it in June? I've known about these things for months. I don't talk about these things 6 months in advance because my listeners, if you look at every show I've been doing right now on Rumble is about April 8th. But if I would have done these shows 4 months ago, our listeners would have freaked out. So I just focus on the near term thing. But I'm saying is, so we booked this event, the Reawaken Tour, June 7th and 8th in Detroit, Michigan. I believe, I hope that there's an optimistic solution. But if the things on the earth get really bad, then we get to go be with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for eternity. And that's 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. That's called the rapture.
So still a win.
It's still a win. It's a big win, actually. So one is invest in precious metals. I recommend you do it. Second, I recommend you come to the Reawaken America Tour June 7th and 8th in Detroit, Michigan, so you can learn the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, get people back to God. And then also, you know, I own businesses. And so, you know, one of my employees today asked me, they said, so, you know, if certain fire turns on and then the NASA does the rocket, the serpent deity, and then the Hadra, will we come to work on Tuesday? And I go, that's a great, I'm serious. I own businesses that have nothing to do with saving America. Haircut chains, dog training businesses, home remodeling companies, nothing related to this. And most of those employees have no interest in these topics. And I tell them, yeah, plan on coming to work. Plan on coming to work. We'll see you guys on Tuesday. The mindset.
Exactly.
Because again, I'm planning as though we're going to be with Jesus soon. But I'm also planning as though we're going to be here for a long time, and I want to make sure my family's protected. We'd love to get your reaction.
You know, if you read Jeremiah 29, you know, it says, I have plans to prosper you, not harm you, right? And it's like, this was written when Israel was in captivity, right, for like 70 years. And so, but what is the verses, you know, preceding and after that? It says, what do you do while you're waiting for the promise? It's like you have lives, you have families, you tend to your fields, you tend to the crops, you have kids, you just live life, right? We can't live in a state of fear. God wants us to live life, but he wants to do it with wisdom. He wants us to do it with wisdom. He wants us to do it with courage and knowing that there is a promise of a better day coming, right? And so here's where, how do you do this financially? I really think that what's coming is going to devastate most of the world economically. It is. But I think there's also a great transfer of wealth from the wicked to the righteous that's coming too. Well, how can that be? How can you have these two things, you know, going on simultaneously? It's like, well, you just have to get out of the things that are coming down, go into the things that are going up. People are going to say, oh, that's so wise. It's like, well, God just tells us to do it. It's like, I'm not wise. It's like, I'm just listening, right? I'm just watching what God says, acting on it because he writes it in his word. Prophets are speaking, right? And so it's like, okay, how much does it take for somebody to actually act when every single signal is saying, okay, you better do something? But this is where normalcy bias kicks in people's minds and their hearts. It's like, hasn't happened to me in the past. Therefore, it's not going to happen to me in the present, in the future. It's going to be okay. It's like, this is one of those times when it might not actually be okay because everything is different now. We've never had a time in the history of our world where all the banks are so interconnected, where everything is going digital, where they truly can, because of technology, have the ability to cut you off from buying or selling. We haven't had that before. People have been talking about the mark of the beast forever, you know, forever. Well, this is now the time in history where all these things are actually in place and it could happen. Technology, people apathetic. They don't seem to care, right? We live in this bizarro world where everything that's evil is considered good and where everything that's good is considered evil. It's like, these are like the days of Noah, right? So it's like, okay, seeing that stuff go on, just act, take a bold, courageous step, a leap of faith. And it's like, well, I don't know this Clay guy. I don't know this Kirk guy, but David and Stacy seem to like him. And I trust David and Stacy because I watch the show all the time. It's like, so there's this leap of faith that you have to do when you're hearing somebody like Clay or I speak on your show. But it comes with that really good third party endorsement of, we trust these two guys. So therefore there's this element of trust that comes with that. And I encourage you to take that leap of faith if you haven't done anything yet, and reach out and take action for your own financial future, because I think it's absolutely necessary. If you do nothing, sadly, you probably should be scared, because I think that you will save the ship.
That's really good. So, okay. So Clay said it several times, you know, get a free consultation. It doesn't cost any money whatsoever. When you go to flyovergold.com, that's a landing page. You're going to fill out your information and then someone will get a hold of you to set up that free consultation. or you can call 720-605-3900 to set up the free consultation. So either way, go to flyovergold.com or call 720-605-3900 to find out what are your options.
Yep. And don't plan till, well, I got a whole afternoon free. I'm going to make that call. Here's what happens when you make the call. They're going to schedule an appointment. So don't like wait till you have that day off or you got that free time. Get the ball rolling so that you can make that happen. And I'll say, these two guys on the screen here, they're two of the top five best men that I've met in my life. Mm-hmm. Truly. Two of the top five best. I'm not going to get into how I rank them. but I'm just saying we've been a lot of places. We've lived a lot of places. We've done a lot of things. We've lived in multiple countries. We've sort of been in the fray. Our 31 years of marriage. These are two of the five best men that I've ever met in my life. What they're saying is true, and it aligns with what these guys are doing every day. If they weren't on the screen sharing with us, with you, Flyover family, this is still what they would be doing. This is what they're doing in private, and then they just bring it in public and share, this is our move. This is what we're doing. And it's in alignment with what we've been doing, you know, for years now, which is getting into something that's physical and real. Bitcoin has dropped like $7,000 in the last week. There's a lot of things full of uncertainty out there. Silver has a high floor and a high ceiling, and it's always going to be worth something. It has for thousands of years. That's the move.
That's Clay. Right.
One quick thing I just wanted to bring up here, and this is not an attack on Truth Social, but just as an example, so many people are discovering today that the Truth Social stock, you know, lost, let's say, $4 billion in a week, okay? Well, just to be clear, Truth Social was very truthful when they posted that they did approximately $4 million of earnings last year. So I'm asking you the question, how is it possible if a company did $4 million of earnings that it has a valuation of $6 billion? Okay, so what? Think about that. I mean, what multiple is that? I mean, how does a company do $4 million of earnings and it's worth $6 billion? And then how does a company like that lose $4 billion of value in a day? What? So what I'm saying is precious metals, don't buy them because they hit an all-time high today or they went down yesterday or silver might go up, or don't make it an emotional thing. It's just the Bible in Haggai, it tells us the gold, it says the gold and silver is mine, saith the Lord. The book of Haggai says this again. So I would just recommend that you calmly schedule a consultation, take a nap first, maybe, I don't know. And even after you schedule a consultation, pray about it, think about it. But I saw so many people last week who I love rushed into buying Truth Social because it was going up. And then today they're texting me like, what happened? And I'm like, the company was very truthful when they said they had a $4 million revenue stream all of last year. They're not responsible for the market saying that they're going to be the best thing since sliced bread. And so the market's very emotional, but precious metals should be a consistent, non-emotional thing. And I think you're in good hands with people like Kirk Elliott. So again, appreciate your guys for your time today.
Thank you so much, Clay. So go to thrivetimeshow.com or call 918 or text 918-851-0102. To come to the Reawaken event in June. That's going to be absolutely amazing. We're so excited about it.
And business conference with Tim Tebow.
And yeah, business conference and with Tim Tebow at the end of June.
I'm going to be there.
Go to flyovergold.com or call 720-605-3900. Thank you guys so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
We'll see you on the other side, y'all.
This is a crazy time to be alive.
Well, just in our lifetime, used to be where you'd hear your grandparents talk about how cheap gas was and stuff, and it was 75 years before, 50 years before.
And so we've seen a lot of changes since Biden took office. $700 more a month
than what you needed in January of 21 when he took office.
You might hear these kind of things and think, oh, that's overwhelming. I can't control the government. I can't control what they're doing. I can't control the spending. But we can take care of ourselves.
You want to make sure that you're buying bullion from somebody that you can trust and someone that does not charge you a commission when you go to sell.
If there's going to be a commission, have it on the front end, not the back end when it skyrockets. And now you're like, oh my gosh, look at this big, huge commission I got to pay because it's on the back end before I sell it.
You can buy an ounce of silver for $23. So this is something everybody can get into. And if silver goes to $50, if it goes to $75, if it goes to $100, all of those profits are yours. And that's happening while the dollar is buying less and less at the actual grocery store.
So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Or to do the same thing, you can just call 720-605-3900. 3900.
If you want to do anything worthwhile in life, you've got to be hungry. It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. So every day I was working to develop myself. And that's what you must do.
I promise you one thing. You have never seen any player in the entire country play as hard as I will play the rest of the season.
Get in here! Hey, we got 30 minutes for the rest of our lives!
30 minutes!
30 minutes for the rest of our lives!
There were none before me, and there will be none after me. Therefore, that makes me the one and only. Young and single and love to mingle, certified, bona fide, and dubly qualified to bring you satisfaction, a whole lot of action. Look out, baby, I'm your love man. I was hungry! I was hungry! You gotta be hungry!
Hey, Flyover family, come join us June the 27th and 28th, 2024 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're going to be there with Clay Clark and an amazing group of individuals that have made such a difference in so many people's lives.
Do you want to increase your production in a job? Do you want to make more sales? Do you want to own your own business? Do you want to have breakthroughs financially? The key to that is knowledge.
Clay Clark is anointed to help people in business. We've watched him over the last couple of years, and we've been blown away. He's part owner of over 160 businesses, $2.4 billion in sales.
So before politics and the Great Reset came into Clay's life, he had the number one rated Apple podcast. And he interviewed people like Anthony Robbins, Seth Godin, the top authors, the top business minds in the world. At this specific event, there was an interesting cast of characters that come from gangs to American Idol.
Some of the guests that are going to be there: Michael Levine, Colton Dixon, Peter Tompkins, John Lee Dumas, Mondo De La Vega,
and Tim Tebow. They're there to share what they've done and their breakthroughs and what their story is. And then Clay lays his map of business success, calls the path for every person to follow.
So you may be sitting there thinking, okay, I get it. What do I have to do? Go to thrivetimeshow.com. When you get there, the tickets are $250 or whatever you can afford. Yes, you got that right. $250 or whatever you can afford. You can name your price. So there are no excuses. You have to join us there. There are only a few VIP tickets left. Like David said, special dinner and special time with the speakers. That is $500 while they last. So $500, only a few left if you want a VIP ticket. We want to meet these speakers as well. So we got VIP tickets.
I want to meet Tim Tebow.
I do too. The date is June the 27th and 28th, 2024 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Go to thrivetimeshow.com to get your tickets.